Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets at Peterburg.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in quote, it just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol!
You always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
All you have to do is check out what I'm saying, and that's why they run the fake headline against myself and Tucker Carlson everywhere, every day. Jones admits he's an actor. Or Tucker Carlson says nobody would take me seriously. Where did we say that? We never said that. They just say we said that. But where's the clip? Where's the article? Where do we say that? It doesn't exist.
Alex Jones is playing a character and is a performance artist.
Jones is playing a character on his radio show.
The radio rants of Alex Jones are just an act.
He's actually a performance artist.
He's a performance artist.
Alex Jones is a fake.
They're lying to you because they think you're stupid. It's all based on the custody battle with my ex-wife 5 years ago. And she was trying to put into evidence me dressed up more than a decade before, like the Joker, being sarcastic, saying, take your Prozac, kids, take your illegal drugs, too. You'll die. It's fun. So people wouldn't take drugs. And they wanted to enter that in evidence. They say, look, he's insane telling kids to use drugs. And my lawyer went, when Jack Nicholson plays the part of the Joker, no one thinks that's really Jack Nicholson. So, yeah, when I've been Cobra Commander. Or Optimus Prime.
Autobots, let's roll.
Or the Joker, because I can do imitations of them all really good. Or Darth Vader.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you?
Do I really think I'm Darth Vader? No. Do I think I'm Optimus Prime? Cobra Commander, the Joker? No. And clearly, no reasonable person would think when I'm doing satire that what I'm saying is what I really think. No one believes the Babylon Bee. It's not trying to lie to you. It's being sarcastic.
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
But they play those games. And that's why I don't joke around as much as I used to. Even though I tell people, okay, this is a joke, this isn't serious, they clip it out and they say, no, this is what he really believes.
Every day when I leave work, I do this.
That man's a threat to this country. And they go, look, he admitted in court he's an actor. Well, yeah, I was an actor in Scanner Darkly. I was an actor in Waking Life. I was an actor when I was Cobra Commander. But it doesn't mean that Alex Jones, the talk show host, up here reading news articles to you, isn't a real thing and isn't something I'm actually saying. And you know that. You're insulted right now. I'm even explaining that to you. And so am I. But that's who these people are.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Am I really Darth Vader?
I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny.
I'm kind of retarded.
Now that I've done those imitations, those little jokes, do you now not listen to what I say about other things when I show you a powerful news article by Dr. Joseph Mercola on InfoWars.com that has all the cited information, the latest tragedy, sudden adult death syndrome? No, that's a real thing. That's something happening in the real world. And that's what we're breaking down here today. I am Alex Jones, and I am the guy on the show every day. I am an American. And that's what I promote, is freedom and justice and liberty, and they can't stand it.
the Earth creatures.
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
About this, and he's here with us now at the forefront, under attack, being debanked, being demonized in the media, going through hell for prescribing ivermectin in the heart of the COVID crisis and saving so many lives. He is here with us in studio. Doctors can now prescribe ivermectin for COVID-19, FDA lawyer admits, and they come out, Epic Times reports, as well, that they have all the studies that we already had that it works. So think about that, and that's a big victory. These criminals are amazing how they administratively kill people by not cutting the trees around the power lines when the big wind comes, leaving the power on, turning the sirens off, turning the water off, and sitting back while that $5 billion of property burns to the ground. And the big bankers lick their filthy lips. We're going to talk about this first, and then pilot of commercial airline carrying 271 passengers dies following cardiac arrest mid-flight. You say, well, that's anecdotal. This isn't. The London Telegraph, heart attacks at record level after pandemic. Fraud doctor on Ohio Medical Board. The fraudster medical doctor that discredited hydroxychloroquine with a fake study is having his license pulled. And it just goes on from there. We've got so much. COVID victims' families sue EcoHealth Alliance for funding releasing the virus. Criminal charges referred on Fauci by the Senate. Italian researchers find COVID vaccine myocarditis relapses in teenage boys following apparently complete initial recovery. It goes on and on. Dr. Ben Marble here in studio with us of MyFreeDoctor.com. There are a lot of great telemedicine groups that Trump legalized 5 years ago out there. But this guy did it for free, donations only, and served hundreds of thousands and went through hell to do it. Dr. Ben, great to have you here with us.
Great to be back on the show, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Wow. So let's go ahead and talk about the ivermectin saga first. This just ain't horse paste.
We just need to go ahead and declare victory on this. We have won this. You know, we knew ivermectin worked. I knew Dr. Death Fauci and the FDA were full of crap. To be blunt, back in 2020, we knew it worked, and so we just ignored everything they said and just started prescribing it all across America for free.
You know, they threatened your license and took a lot of licenses.
I've had five states.
They just pulled Sherry Tenpenny's license.
They sure did, absolutely.
Sons of murderers.
A lot of the doctors on the right side of this have been under constant, nonstop attack. Medical boards trying to take our licenses, absolutely.
Man. FDA website admits SV40 in the COVID vaccines, cancer virus. Google blocks it all, tells you it's not there. That's aiding and abetting murder.
Absolutely. This is intentional. This is an intentional cull of the human herd. But, you know, Dr. Apter, he's one of our doctors, Dr. Apter, Dr. Bowden, and Dr. Paul Merrick, they filed the lawsuit against the FDA. The FDA had to finally admit that, yes, it is legal for doctors to prescribe ivermectin. And so I thought in honor of that, we should celebrate by taking a dose live on air. So I brought some ivermectin.
Well, there's actually big reports out. I've seen that it's anti-cancer.
As well, there are reports.
But I've also read long-term it can hurt the liver. Is that true? So we need to be a little careful with this.
Yeah, it's a great, safe drug. It's safer than Tylenol.
They're now trying to blame autism on Tylenol alone.
It's nuts.
Where should we begin? There's so much to hit here. This is a big deal. To talk about the ivermectin situation, the studies, the court rulings, the FDA saying, okay, back off. Okay, you can use, yeah, it works.
Correct. You know, MyFreeDoctor.com has settled the science. We have delivered over 300,000 free doctor visits to America prescribing ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and the other drugs in the multiple drug early treatment protocol. We have only lost six patients out of 300,000. That's a 99.99% survival rate. We have settled the science. Multiple drug early treatment wins the COVID wars, period. Period. We know these drugs work. Our patients don't.
And Fauci had a study in 2014 that was good for SARS.
Correct.
That little bastard knew what he was doing all along.
He knew it all along.
He said he gives you Remdesivir that kills you.
He needs to be arrested and thrown in jail. We need Nuremberg 2.0 as soon as possible. All the fake doctor poison pushers need to be arrested and thrown in prison. And I would say the same for the politicians pushing this poison as well. That's the problem. The politicians push it. All the doctors push it. And nobody's being held accountable for pushing this mass genocide on the world.
It's just so insane that he put a study out and wrote about studies in 2014 saying ivermectin does incredible things to the SARS family of viruses, and then he blocked it. Man, that's just cold-blooded killer.
In 2005, he published a study that showed hydroxychloroquine worked for SARS-1, and it's rumored, I have a friend that was on the presidential COVID task force that said Fauci admitted he was taking hydroxychloroquine himself in 2020. I would love to find out if that was true or not, but he needs to be held accountable. He needs to be arrested. He's, you know, I tell people he's the most prolific mass murderer in the history of the world.
He definitely makes Joseph Mengele look like the mini-me. And now the FDA, with all these lawsuits, says, well, we have sovereign immunity for blocking ivermectin.
Yeah, it's you know, the FDA, I call them the Food and Death Administration. Everybody at the FDA should be arrested. All the leadership should be arrested. They should also be on trial. Same with the CDC, all the three-letter agencies that have pushed this insanity. This is World Economic Forum's Great Reset. I call it World War III. It started in 2020 with bioterrorism, and then they hacked the presidential election, and it's been downhill ever since.
It's a globalist administrative coup. They can not cut down the trees around the power lines, leave the power on during a windstorm. I mean, it's just there's millions of ways they can attack us. We got to realize they're going to use our modern infrastructure now against us while they collapse.
Absolutely. That's what they're doing. This is an attempted takedown of America, and it's in progress. And that's why they're, you know, trying to...
America is at war fighting for its life right now.
We are at war. That's what a lot of people talk about World War III as if it's in the future. It started 3 years ago, and people need to wake up and realize we are at war. This is a literal war, and they're trying to kill all of us.
I want to play a clip when we come back. They already played once, but it's Senator Josh Hawley on Fox, and he says they're criminalizing their political opposition. They're calling us all terrorists. They're creating a one-party dictatorship. Now, I've said that like a parrot, but it's true. The fact is, they're listening. The resistance is listening. People know we know what we're talking about because I've actually studied all the geopolitical history and stuff, which most people don't do. I get it. Most people haven't read close to 1,000 books on this. I have. I'm not trying to brag. It's just this is what I do, folks. And so, but it's not hard to know they're doing this either, but we have to face that it's happening.
Absolutely. This is I call it the PC cult uniparty. They control both sides of the aisle. They control the Democrat Party and the Republican Party. They control all three branches of the U.S. government. We are living under communist occupation. We're in occupied America right now. The communists are in control.
Well, Trump says that, and I agree. But if you look at Henry Kissinger, and they say, globally, it's a fascist model. They're above the law and don't pay taxes. Then they use a communist model on the ground. So it's a communist system using a fascist system using a communist enforcement mechanism.
The techno crazy.
Dr. Ben Marble's our guest. Stay with us.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Dr. Ben Marble, who doesn't just run MyFreeDoctor.com. You also still work in the ER, and you were telling me during the break what you're seeing from the vaccine damage.
Correct. I'm seeing about four or five vaccine-injured patients per shift, and some horrible things that I'm seeing with these people. Like, for example, I had one young girl. She was about 20. She'd had two pregnancies lost in the past 10 months. She was on her third pregnancy, around 6 weeks pregnant. She keeps passing out, has what's called postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. She keep passing out, and then none of the doctors can figure out what's wrong with her. And so I asked her, okay, so it sounds to me like you probably took a COVID vaccine right before all this started, right? She's like, oh, yeah, I sure did. And it was like a light bulb went off in her head. She realized that it was the vaccine that did it.
What do you make of all the news coming out? 20 million dead worldwide, major insurance actuaries. We've got all these reports, look at this London Telegraph, heart attacks at record level after pandemic. So they can't cover this up.
This is the mass die-off I predicted 2 years ago. I was a little early on that prediction. I thought it was going to happen a little sooner than it did, but it's the mass die-off. It's in progress. Rats in a mousetrap, they don't understand why the cheese is free, right? They gave away 12 billion doses of free poison, poisoning over 5 billion people with these COVID-19 fake vaccines, and now the mass die-off is in progress, people dropping like flies, dying suddenly all over the world.
And they're blaming it on global warming.
Oh, now, yeah, that's the big scam. Now they're blaming it all on global warming. And no, it's not global warming. It's everybody that's dropping dead. They all have one thing in common. They all took the poison.
People are like, it's really hot in the summer. That's why everybody's dying.
Yeah, no, summer happens. It's absurd. The level of gaslighting with the other side, the PC cult. But the scary thing is that people believe it.
Show the footage of the woman in Portland putting her butt on the water fountain. All right, this is a woman having sex with the water fountain. If you go to Portland, folks, we've sent reporters. This is not hard to find. Okay, this is going on absolutely everywhere. I mean, this is Sodom and Gomorrah. This is the collapse of civilization.
Absolutely. We're seeing it globally.
And look at the guy walking by her. I mean, he looks like a vampire.
They're
under a spirit.
Correct. Well,
it's like the Bible says cities will go under a demon. I mean, Portland is gone.
They certainly look demon-possessed.
I mean, look at that guy. Freeze frame it when he walks by and looks.
He's like, oh, just another day in Portland.
And blow that guy's face up.
Jesus.
I mean, zoom that in if you can. I mean, what is going on here? And you pull up shots of Antifa or shots of the people that posted they got shots. They all look like that.
Well, a lot of the people who took the poison now have brain damage, and so they're acting out on their brain damage. So this is the zombie apocalypse because the fake vaccine poison have turned these people into zombies.
Look, she's got cigarette burns all over her legs.
Wow.
Self-harming. This guy's walking by. I mean, what happened to these people?
They need help, that's for sure. They need to talk to God because they're on the straight. They're heading for straight to hell is where I see them lining up.
And they're coming after our children. Show Austin with them parading last weekend, hundreds of children like captured slaves at their pedo rally.
You know, that's another thing. You know, people don't realize if you transition a child, they're permanently sterilized. Transitioning is sterilization. And that's everything the PC cult favors is about reducing population globally. And that's why they want, you know, they favor birth control, abortion, assisted suicide at the end of life. They want to transition your children because a transition child is a sterilized child.
And I want to be clear. We're going to play a clip from a doctor who wrote a book about this. We're getting him on male feminization chemicals in drinking water. I had Blair White in here last week. Blair White is against the force of kids, the pedophilia, all of it. Blair White believes the chemicals changed Blair into being a woman. I don't hate people. I don't hate frogs that have been turned feminine by the chemicals. I hate the agenda and the globalists that are doing it and people that target children. So let's go ahead and play this quick clip where this doctor has written a book about this, breaks down the numbers.
They call it male feminization. Whenever you're adding all these chemicals, atrazine is the big one that's often studied. It's a herbicide. It's the second most used herbicide in North America. I don't know if you've heard of atrazine.
Right.
Yeah, it's in the drinking water. Totally illegal in Europe, by the way. They don't even allow it in Europe.
It's crazy.
And in America, it's the second most used after glyphosate. But they'll call it male feminization. You give these animals atrazine exposures, and they're equal exposures to a lot of Americans. And like, for example, if you have a frog and you've got him in 200 nanograms per deciliter of atrazine, 200, that male frog turns female. Now you've got a female frog. But it's not just atrazine, because you've got the plastic water bottles. Oh, and you've got all this fragrance of all these parabens rubbing it on your skin. Your skin is absorbing all this stuff. Oh, and now you've got like sunscreen chemicals, right? We haven't even talked about that, but oxybenzone in sunscreen, by far the most widely used chemical in sunscreen. That's an estrogen endocrine disruptor. It acts like estrogen in your body. And they did a study. After I published my book, they did a study with oxybenzone. And one application of sunscreen, just one, 7 days later, it was above the government safety limits in people's blood. And that's just an adult with one application of oxybenzone. And some people are putting on their kids like 5 days a week.
Multiple applications.
Like personal care products that brag about like keeping your face protected from the sun. They call it male feminization.
All right, so I have Blair White on who admits all this is going on and says that, you know, that they're against it. And then I love being attacked. I don't mind, but the fake right wing, like, oh, look, he doesn't hate these people. Well, Blair's not going after kids. Blair thinks the chemicals did this. We know this. Do we hate the frogs that have been changed? No, we hate those that are doing it.
Correct. You know, I saw a lot of people giving you a hard time online about it, and it's ridiculous. You know, there were trainees in Jesus' time. They were called eunuchs back then. And Jesus said to love everybody, so you know, how dare you love everybody? I think it's absurd for them to try to attack you for that.
Well, I don't like the people going after kids, but when somebody says they're against it, has been fighting against it, and says, yeah, the chemicals did this to me, what do we do about a frog that wants to have sex with a male frog because of chemicals? Do we hate the frog?
No, absolutely not.
And, of course, atrazine's banned all over the world but here.
Yeah, it's, you know, the chemicals, they're trying to get us any way they can as far as population reduction, whether it's chemicals in the food or the water. Now they want to put the mRNA shots into the beef and the cattle.
We're going to talk about alpha-gal syndrome when we come back. But, yeah, I mean, look. They want to do this to these people and then control them after they've abused them and mutated them. We need to reach out to people and explain what's been done to them.
Correct. People need to understand what's going on. And certainly if you've been exposed to these chemicals, they will feminize you.
Well, actually, we see a frog's been feminized. We've got to not talk to it then.
It's kind of ridiculous.
What it is unbelievable. And we're all being hit by this. We're all being mutated right now. We have to admit that we're all in this together.
Yes, we are.
And now they want to officially put them on fast track our children with the chemicals. We have to admit it's there, have a debate about it, and stop it.
We need to put a stop to all this mad science that's going on in the world. Certainly the chemicals, the mutant mosquitoes, the fake vaccines.
Let's talk about the mutant mosquitoes, alpha gal, and more. Dr. Ben Marbles, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product.
all the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, the good news is the globalists wanted to hit us flat-footed, not be aware of all this, but InfoWars, thanks to all your support, has really been at the heart of the fight, at the front line, tip of the spear, whatever you want to call it, and we are really giving them a run for their money. Donovan Marble, you've got so many points to get into, so many angles, so many things to get into. You've got the floor.
Appreciate it. I wanted to give a shout-out to my friends at $50 Eye Guy. They got me these glasses here, and also Professional Pharmacy Resources in Pace, Florida. $50 I Guy is a friend of mine in Pensacola, Florida. They're a great patriotic company. There's so much to talk about. You know, people who have been poisoned, they need meds on hand. So go to myfreedoctor.com. You know, the people that are dying when they catch COVID are the people who've had 3 and 4 shots. So if you had 3, 4, or 5 shots, you need early treatment more than the person that took 0 shots that has natural immunity. We treat everybody for free. So I would encourage.
And COVID deaths are quote up.
Oh, they're way up. And we're seeing another wave right now, and certainly in Florida and in Alabama. So I would encourage everybody to go to buyfreedoctor.com to go ahead and get your meds on hand. Even if you're not sick yet, just go there. We'll get your meds sent to you so you have them so you can start treatment on day one. You don't want to delay treatment when you get sick is the point. And if you took the poison, then there's things you need to be doing. I think
which the University of Colorado admits is shedding now.
Shedding is very real. If the biggest thing to mention on the shedding front is that pregnant women should not be around people who took the poison because they're likely to have a miscarriage if they are.
Keep going.
But everybody should probably be on once a week ivermectin. There's over the counter treatments you can take.
That's what my medical doctor, who's not even part of the show, said. We're recommending, and they gave me the dose. I've got it in my office. 2 ivermectin pills a week.
Correct.
They said it's anti. They said it's everything.
It has a lot of great properties. It's a wonderful safe drug, safer than Tylenol. What does it do? It's difficult to explain, but you know, certainly it's an antiparasitic. Now, if you think of a virus, all a virus is really is a small, super tiny parasite. A virus cannot live outside of a cell. It's an intracellular parasite, basically. So think of a virus as a miniature parasite, and then you'll understand why ivermectin works.
Do you know about the invention of ivermectin by the Japanese?
Correct. It won the Nobel Prize in Medicine because it's such a good, wonderful drug. They found it in the soil when they originally discovered it, and that's why they won the Nobel Prize.
What I read is their carp kept dying. And so the first thing they noticed was they gave it to carp, they didn't get sick and die and live a lot longer. So then they started testing it in humans for other things.
Correct. And it has a lot of wonderful benefits overall. Certainly it's good for parasites. It's good. We know it's good for COVID. We've used it in 300,000 patients. Some people are saying it has anti-cancer properties.
Well, that's what Judy Mikovits says. She just says it stops the replication of things in our part of your body.
Correct. And we're seeing these people getting all these turbo cancers. Who is it that's getting these turbo cancers? It's the people who took the shots. For example, my sister-in-law passed away a week ago. She was healthy and fine, took the shots. 6 months later, she gets diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Wow.
She's now dead. My uncle took the Moderna shot 2 weeks later. He had a widowmaker MI. So it's infected. You know, it's affected my life personally with my friends and family. And I hear these horror stories every day all around.
And that's not anecdotal. The numbers show 20 million dead.
Correct. I think it's going to wind up being much higher. I mean, I'm predicting at least 1 billion people are going to die from this poison. You know, it's the greatest mass poison in the history of the world is what we've just witnessed. And so, you know, it's taken 2 to 3 years to see the outcome of that. But now we're just seeing people dropping like flies, dying suddenly all over the world.
What about, they say a new virus is coming and they're going to have new lockdowns. What are some of the things they're trying to hype up? Because monkeypox, people didn't buy that.
Well, certainly, you know, like there's a, you know, they released the mutant mosquitoes in Florida. This is where I would call on Governor DeSantis. Why are you letting them release mutant mosquitoes in Florida? We need to put a stop. No mutant mosquitoes, because when they released the mutant mosquitoes in South America, the mosquito-borne illnesses went through the roof.
By the way, listen to this. It doesn't even sound real. Don't release the mutant mosquitoes. Sounds like the start of a zombie movie.
I know, it's crazy. I can't even believe I'm having to say this.
We're the extremists. Don't release the mutant mosquitoes from Bill Gates.
Correct. Bill Gates is clearly a bad person. I call him Bill Gates of hell. He needs to be arrested on trial in Nuremberg 2.0 as soon as possible. But now we're having a dang fever outbreak in Florida, and it's a great mystery. No, it's not a great mystery. It's because they released the mutant mosquitoes in Florida.
Which happened in South America.
We're seeing the same thing with malaria. We're seeing a lot more malaria cases now. Where is that happening? That's happening.
Well, type the headline in from AP and Reuters. Majority of new polio cases caused by vaccine, and it mentions Bill and Melinda Gates. So this is not even 2 plus 2 equals 4. This is, they do this to us.
This is the billionaire class are intentionally poisoning people, releasing this mad science on the world. Mutant mosquitoes. They want to, like in Australia now, they're mandating they have to give the cows and the pigs the mRNA fake vaccine so that the mRNA, the spike protein, is the bioweapon. It's in the food supply now. So we need a global ban on the spike protein. That's one thing to start. You know, if you want to start fixing these problems and solving them, we need to ban the spike protein globally. It's straight up poison. It's a bioweapon. They released this bioweapon on us in 2020. That's when World War III started. And we need to put a stop to it.
When you say ban it, it's in the shots.
It is in the shots.
A self-replicating nanotech. That's what Judy Mikovits said yesterday.
Absolutely. You know, we've had over 7 million are dead now in 3 years of this war, over 7 million dead, over 5 billion.
Well, the numbers we're getting from prestigious doctors in Europe is 20 million.
Correct. Okay, so I hadn't read those later, but yeah, 20 million dead. So we're seeing massive death all over the world, and nobody can figure out what's going on. We know what's going on. They're poisoning us all on purpose. It's nuts. It's crazy, mad science, and somebody needs to put a stop to it. We need to start holding these poison pushers accountable, especially the politicians, the foxes guarding the hen house. They're not going to arrest themselves. The fake doctor poison pushers, they're caught in a legal trap. Once they recommended the poison, they can't tell their patients, oh, I've been telling y'all to take poison, because then they'll get sued for malpractice.
That was the setup.
That is the setup, and the bad doctors fell for it. November 2020, I told all of our patients, do not take a single dose of any of these poisons. They're going to be bad. It was easy to predict. I read the science. I read the studies. All the animals in the studies, 80% of them died. So how is this going to be good for humans? And they did change nothing. A little time passed, and they said, let's start giving it to people.
Well, let's talk about you, because this is what's crazy. You didn't say to say this on air, but I'm going to just say it. You gave 300,000 patients things. You let them do it via a donation with an online pharmacy. They tried to stop you, been vindicated, proven right. You are still full-time working in an ER to pay your bills because you didn't get enough donations to even pay your operators and doctors and pharmacists. And you should be doing this full-time. It's the same with us. We're barely funding things, and we're doing all this great work. And I'm not complaining. It's just that look at Bill Gates making hundreds of billions, killing people, and you're working full time while running a company that gives people free health care because they're not making enough donations. It's emblematic of the issue.
Absolutely. Well, I feel like God has blessed me with this ability to do this, so I'm thankful and grateful to have the opportunity to be able to do what I'm doing.
I just asked you how you were doing, and you were like, I'm doing pretty good. I'm just trying to pay my bills. And here you are saving all these people. You can't even pay your bills. It's insane.
It is, but that's what we're dealing with, the level of evil and insanity that's coming down against our doctors. You know, there's about 12 doctors on our team. We've had about 30 doctors total on our team. 8 of our doctors nominated for the Nobel Prize. I was nominated for a Nobel Prize. You know, it's not to brag, but the people need to listen to the doctors who got it right from day one. Don't listen to the poison-pushing fake doctors.
You've been proven right. Dedicated.
All the doctors were in one of three groups with respect to these fake vaccine poisons. There were the poison pushers who were in favor of it. There were the right docs of history who opposed it from day one. And then there were the third group, the defense writers. They were the bargainers. They said, well, don't give it to children, but do give it to old people. And what, oddly enough, what the media did was the media made the poison pushers or the bargainers, they made those doctors famous while they pretended the right docs of history don't exist. They pretended there were zero doctors that opposed these shots. When there's a few of us, I've got around 50 of us in the right docs of history group who opposed these shots from day one. Doctors like Jim Thorpe, Judy Mikovits.
I'm glad you work at a ER, but this is a company that you serve 300,000 people. You're literally getting no money, and you should be doing that full time. I mean, that's not supposed to be on air. I'm just pointing out, folks, how ridiculous this is. How ass backwards this is.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite works working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands.
The amazing Dr. Ben Marble of MyFreeDaughter.com, where you can get free consultations and everything to put you in touch with all the things you need, is here. An amazing guy. I wonder how you do it for free, though, with small donations, and you're just fighting hard. But we got to end this hard here, because a special guest is coming up with some other big guests that she's got on the show, Kate Alley. And then I'm going to tape a multi-hour show with Mickey Willis. He'll be on for 1 hour, but I'm going to do a whole hour on a deep dive on Bill Gates. You think you've seen it all? You haven't, folks. We've even found clips I never saw. I'm going to tape it today. We're going to send it to Stephen Crowder tomorrow. It's going to premiere tomorrow afternoon at LatterWithCrowder.com. Go to JonesCrowder.com. Get one free month for a year free, and I'm going to start that weekly special show. Then we're going to start more shows. If you want to support the broadcast and fund the tip of the spear and get access to not just my show, but Crowder's, subscription services and all their special shows and all their special events, go to JonesCrowder.com today if you want to fund this operation, because we're not funded by the globalists. They're squeezing us all, but we are having the biggest awakening ever. There are some huge announcements coming very, very soon, some big events, some big things happening. I mean, I'm not bragging. I'm just letting you know the good news. It's not just Senator Josh Hawley. I'm going to play that clip again in a moment. Get ready. Saying, hey, it's a one-party system. They're taking over a dictatorship. They're outlawing their opposition. We understand the analysis, and it's getting picked up by everybody. They understand it now. And I got to tell you, it's a lot of people in every sector of the economy, all over the world, in the military, in academia, in the ecclesiastical area, everywhere. It's on big time. So thank you all for your support. I'm going to steadfastly continue on. No matter what happens, I'm totally committed to you. I'm totally committed to my family. And we're all in this together. For my family to be free, your family's got to be free. This is a New World Order technocracy corporate attack, a new type of war. But we're learning about it. We're understanding it. The learning curve's going straight up. We're going to win. Dr. Ben Marble, we only got about 9 minutes left. You're going to be on the War Room today with the great Owen Schroyer. What else you want to impart to this audience?
Well, one thing I wanted to mention is, you know, the Elon Musk versus Marxist Mark MMA fight that was supposed to happen.
Let me see that.
You know,
I remember you on my show challenging him to a fight. I think you probably inspired that.
June of 2021.
All right, shot, please.
I came up with the nickname Zuck the Cuck. I even made ZuckTheCuck.com, ZUCKHECUC.com. And I challenged Marxist Mark to an MMA-style fight. Now, supposedly...
Yeah, read to folks what you said on air.
This is what I said, June of 2021. I'd like to challenge Mark Zuckerberg to a mano-a-mano UFC-style hand-to-hand combat fight to be televised live for the world to watch me kick Zuck the Cuck's ass. Someone get me in touch with Joe Rogan now. Zuck the Cuck can try, but reality cannot be deleted. So since their fight is supposedly off, I want to go ahead and issue that challenge once again to Marxist Mark, Zuck the Cuck, whatever you want to call it.
Even my fat ass can beat his ass. I try all that fancy Ching Chong stuff. I'm just going to pound the living hell out of his head.
Well, I would like to donate my share of the proceeds to MyFreeDoctor.com to continue helping deliver free doctor visits to America. So if he'll accept my challenge, Joe Rogan, get me in touch with him. Let's make it happen.
You're actually a bigger guy than you look when you stand up.
I'm 6'2", 182 pounds. I haven't trained to fight in years. I used to fight a lot when I was a teenager, but it's been a while. But I'll start training if he'll accept the challenge.
Well, I'm not saying I'm the toughest guy around, but I put some people on the ground.
Well, there's a lot of people that can kick my ass, but I don't think Marxist Mark is one of them.
Yeah. But regardless, it'd be good to see you get in the ring with him.
Yeah, I would love to get in the ring with him. It would be great, and we'd do it for charity and raise some money for MyFreeDoctor.com.
Well, I don't want any violence against Zuckerberg other than if he agrees to get in the ring. We don't want Biden to get his head blown off, turns him into a victim. Turns him into a what's the word they use?
Martyr.
Martyr.
Correct.
We don't want that.
Now, you know, Jesus, the Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, which is interesting because, you know, Jesus said, live by the sword, die by the sword. Most people don't understand what he meant when he said that because how did Jesus die? Well, he died on the cross, but at the end he got jabbed with a spear through the ribs. All a spear is a long sword.
Spear of destiny.
The spear of destiny. A spear is just a long sword, right? So Jesus died by a sword, and he comes back in the end in Revelations. A sword comes out of
his mouth. He always repeats things in the Garden of Gethsemane before he turned himself over. He cried and said, God, please, you know, Father, pass this by me. And God said, no, it's going to happen. He said, fine, I'll do it. But when they cut off one of the disciples' ears, or one of the Romans' ears, he put it back on and said, next time, though, sell your cloak and buy a sword.
Correct.
And next time, I'm coming with a sword.
In Matthew 10:34, he said, do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. And that's the point, is at the end of time when Jesus comes back, which hopefully will happen soon, he kills all the evildoers with his sword.
I think it says in Revelation, the sword of his voice.
Sword comes out of his mouth,
yeah,
and slays the evildoers, sends Satan and all to the lake of fire.
So he's being loving and nice to wake us up. He wasn't doing that for them.
Well, for the people who accept Jesus as their Savior and repent of their sins, Jesus was the sacrificial lamb that allowed us to be redeemed. And so we can be redeemed if we pray to Jesus and ask for forgiveness, and we won't get slaved by the sword. But the people who don't ask for forgiveness will be.
Well, I would bet on you in a Zuckerberg fight.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Everybody always thinks like kind Southern gentlemen are tough. I had no idea.
No, growing up in Mississippi, the one thing I learned in Mississippi, I was born in Mississippi, but I grew up in Florida, and then after sixth grade, we moved back to Mississippi, and the one thing I learned there was you had to fight. It was fight or die. If you didn't learn how to fight.
People don't know. It kind of ended in the 90s and stuff, but when I grew up, people just beat the hell out of each other.
Correct. I was born in 1970, and then I was in Mississippi in the 80s, and if you didn't fight, you just got beat up all the time. So I started taking karate and kickboxing.
Yeah, back then, the cops just drove by and stopped and watched.
Correct. Absolutely. I got stabbed in the leg one time in a big brawl. I got in a bunch of fights in high school. I probably had 25 street fights. I lost two of them. I won all the rest.
I never started any of them, but man, I mean.
I did not start them, but I finished.
Every time I started losing, boy, I got hurt bad. I felt bad, too. You know, this one guy died 3 months after our fight from the sub, and he was a big convict. Started a fight with me. He started hurting me bad. I blacked out. I beat that son of a bitch. It took him a while to die. I felt bad about it later.
I understand. I mean, I had four boxer fractures when I was in high school fighting so much. Fighting's not good. I eventually learned that it's better to avoid a fight than getting one because, you know.
You ever black out in a fight?
Yeah, I call it the red rage. You just go nuts and.
Damn, it feels good, though. It is addicting.
It is.
It's like
we had a fight club before we knew it was called Fight Club, and we just saw it would fight all the time.
Well, I mean, it's too bad that goes on, but it's even worse now. They don't let us fight because everybody just shoots each other instead.
Yeah, back then, you know, you just fought. You didn't bring out a knife or a gun. You just would fight each other, and whoever lost, and that was fine, you know.
I don't know, though, man. The fights I got in were brutal.
We got in some brutal fights. Last fight I got in, I knocked a guy out with a spinning back fist. It was pretty bad. But he was outweighed me by like 40 pounds. Should have beat me, but, you know, I'd been training a lot, and... you know, he attacked me, and so I defended myself. Typically, what would happen was, you know, how dare you talk to my girlfriend? Well, I don't know who your girlfriend is. You know, it was usually related to
women. Well, that's how it always was, a woman.
It was always over a woman, absolutely.
Yeah, I guess that's the old male thing, but now that's gone, and we got a bunch of sissies.
Correct.
It's kind of a necessary evil.
All these beta male cucks like Zuck the Cuck, you know, we need real men to stand up and start fighting back against all this BS. And that's why I'm willing to issue this challenge to Zuck the Cuck if he'll accept. And I'll fight him anytime, any day. But, you know, we need to do it for charity to raise money for MyFreeDoctor.com.
Well, I tell you, it's really a shame.
I would like to mention this. Anybody, if you've been poisoned, you need to go to MyFreeDoctor.com and go ahead and get the meds on hand. I said that earlier, but I can't overemphasize that enough because the people who are dying when they get COVID are the people who've had three and four shots. What they do is it impairs your overall immunity. We're calling it VAIDS, vaccine-induced AIDS. So we're seeing people who've gotten these multiple shots that their immune system's just destroyed and they're coming up with all these weird, bizarre illnesses. And so those people need meds on hand because if they get COVID, they're high risk for death. So you need to start treating as early as possible. So go ahead and go to MyFreeDoctor.com. We'll get meds to you as soon as we can.
All right, what are you going to cover on Owen's show today, 3 p.m. Central?
Sorry, what was that?
What are you going to cover on Owen's show at 3 p.m. Central?
Whatever Owen wants to talk about, you know, probably, you know, more about the poison death shots and.
Well, you didn't get to some of this. COVID victims' families suing all the lines for funding, releasing virus. I mean, that's just, it's insane.
Yeah, there's so many issues to touch on. The big ones, don't take, you know, step one, stop taking poison. Step two, fire the fake doctor poison pusher. Step three, find a real doctor. You can find a real doctor at MyFreeDoctor.com. None of our doctors recommend the poison. We all recommend early treatment. Well, it's not one drug. I would say ivermectin is the cornerstone drug, but there's multiple drugs in the protocol. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, prednisone, budesonide, the over-the-counter zinc, ash.
And those murders tried to block it from the people and helped kill millions of people. All right, giant fourth hour straight ahead, and Owen Shore at 3 p.m.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.